feel so selfish. You could have got us killed.
Stop it.
Why can't you just do as you're told?
You need to keep this on, darling. All right? You warm enough? Good girl.
If Dad were here, he wouldn't make us go.
If Dad were here, I mean, the war was over and we wouldn't have to go.
You will listen to your brother, won't you, Edmund?
Are you sure?
Promise me you'll look after the others.
I will, Mum.
Good man. Susan. Be a big girl.
Hold on to your brother's hand. Don't let him throw himself.
All right. Off you go.
On a train by myself. Get off me. May I have your tickets, please? Tickets, please.
Peter.
That's right. On you go.
Yes, thank you.
Come on, Lucy. We have to stick together now. Everything will be all right. It's going to be fine.
Coming.
Perhaps we've been incorrectly labelled.
Mrs. MacReady?
I'm afraid so. Is this it, then? Haven't you brought anything else?
No, Mom. It's just us.
Small favors.
Come on. Good girl. Come on. Come on.
Professor Kirk is not accustomed to having children in this house. And as such, there are a few rules we need to follow.
There will be no shouting.
Or running. No improper use of the dumb waiter.
No
touching of the historical artifacts.
And above all, there shall be no disturbing of the professor.
Sheets feel scratchy.
Wars don't last forever, Lucy. We'll be home soon.
Yeah, if home's still there.
Oh, isn't it time you were in bed?
Yes, Mum.
Ed! You saw outside. This place is huge. We can do whatever we want here. Tomorrow's going to be great. Really?
Gastrovascular. Come on, Peter. Gastrovascular.
Was it Latin?
Yes.
Is it Latin for worst game ever invented?
We could play hide and seek.
But we're already having so much fun.
Come on, Peter, please. Peter, please.
One, two, three,
what?
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13,
oh, Johnny, oh, 14, Johnny, how you can love.
16.
Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, heavens above, you make my sad heart jump with
24,
joy.
Five,
and when
six,
you're near, I just eight, dance. Sit still a minute, I'm so. Oh, Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it's true, but when I
was
look
here
at
first.
You, I just, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh, da 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 da
Were you hiding from me?
No. I didn't want to scare you. Well, I'm a thorn.
And what about you? You must be some kind of beardless dwarf?
I'm not a dwarf.
Oh, well.
I'm a girl. And actually, I'm tallest in my class.
You mean to say that you're a daughter of Eve?
Well, my mum's name is Helen.
Yes, but you are, in fact, human.
Yes, of course.
What are you doing here?
Well, I was hiding in the wardrobe in the spare room.
Spare room? Is that Narnia?
Narnia? What's that?
Oh, dear girl, you're in it. Everything from the lamppost all the way to Castle Caer Paravel on the Eastern Ocean. Every stick and stone you see, every icicle, is Narnia.
It's an awfully big wardrobe.
I'm sorry, please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Tumnus.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Tumnus. I'm Lisa Pevensey. Oh, you shake it.
Why?
I don't know. People do it when they meet each other.
Well then, Lucy Pevensey from the shining city of Wardrobe in the wondrous land of Spare Oom, how would it be if you came and had tea with me?
Well, thank you very much, but I... I probably should be getting back.
Yes, but it's only just around the corner. And there'll be a glorious fire with toast and tea and cakes. And perhaps we'll even break into the sardines.
I don't know.
Come on. It's not every day that I get to make a new friend.
Well, I suppose I could come for a little while. If you have sardines.
By the bucket load. That is my father.
He has a nice face. He looks a lot like you.
No. No, I'm not very much like him at all, really.
My father's fighting the war.
My father went away to war too. But that was a long, long time ago. Before this dreadful winter.
Winter's not all bad. There's ice skating and snowball fights. Oh, and Christmas.
Not here. No. No, we haven't had a Christmas in 100 years.
What? No presents for 100 years.
Always winter, never Christmas. It's been a long winter. But you would have loved Narnia in summer. We fawns danced with the dryads all night. And you know, we never got tired. And music, oh, such music. Would you like to hear some now?
Oh, yes, please.
Now, are you familiar with any Narnian lullabies?
Sorry. No.
Well, that's good. Because this probably won't sound anything like one. That now. Such a terrible form.
Oh no. You're the nicest form I've ever met.
Then I'm afraid you've had a very poor sampling.
You can't have done anything that bad, eh?
It's not something I have done, Lucy Pevensey.
something I'm doing.
What are you doing?
I'm kidnapping you. It was the White Witch. She's the one who makes it always winter, always cold. She gave orders. If any of us identify a human wandering in the woods, we're supposed to turn it over to her.
But Mr. Thomas, you wouldn't. I thought you were my friend.
Nan, she may already know you're here. The woods are full of her spies. Even some of the trees are on her side. Can you find your way back from here?
I think so.
Right.
Will you be all right?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Here.
Keep it. You need it more than I do.
No matter what happens, Lucy Pattinson, I am glad to have met you. You've made me feel warmer than I felt in 100 years. Now go. Go.
I'm not sure you two have quite got the idea of this game.
Weren't you wondering where I was?
That's the point. That was why you were seeking you.
Does this mean I win?
I don't think Lucy wants to play anymore.
I've been gone for hours.
See, the only woods in here is the back of the wardrobe.
One game at a time, Lou. We don't all have your imagination.
But I wasn't imagining!
That's enough, Lucy.
I wouldn't lie about this!
Well, I believe you.
You do?
Yeah, of course. Didn't I tell you about the football field and the bathroom cupboard?
No, will you just stop? You just have to make everything worse, don't you?
It's just a joke.
When are you going to learn to grow up?
Shut up! You think you're dumb, but you're not!
Well, that was nicely handled.
But it really was there.
Susan's right, Lucy. That's enough.
Hope you're not afraid of the dark. Lucy? Lucy?
Lucy!
Son of Adam?
Edmund.
And how, Edmund, did you come to enter my dominion?
I'm not sure. I was just following my sister.
Your sister? How many are you?
Four. Lucy's the only one that's been here before. She said she met some fawn called Tumnus. Peter and Susan didn't believe her. I didn't either.
Edmund, you look so cold. Come sit with me. How about something hot to drink?
Yes, please. Your Majesty.
Your drink, sire.
How did you do that?
I can make anything you like.
Can you make me taller?
Anything you'd like to eat.
Turkish delight?
Edmund, I would very much like to meet the rest of your family.
Why? They're nothing special.
Oh, I'm sure they're not nearly as delightful as you are. But you see, Edmund, I have no children of my own. And you are exactly the sort of boy who I could see one day becoming Prince of Narnia. Maybe even king.
Really?
course, you'd have to bring your family.
Do you mean Peter would be king too?
No. No. But a king needs servants.
Well, I guess I could bring.
Beyond these woods, you see those two hills? My house is right between them.
You'd love it there, Edmund.
It has whole rooms simply stuffed with Turkish delight.
Couldn't I have some more now?
No! Don't want to ruin your appetite. Besides, you and I are going to be seeing each other again very soon, aren't we?
I hope so. Your Majesty.
Until then, dear one. I'm going to miss you.
Edmund? Oh, Edmund! You got in too! Isn't it wonderful?
Where have you been?
With Mr. Tumnus. He's fine. The White Witch hasn't found out anything about him meeting me.
The White Witch?
She calls herself the Queen of Narnia, but she really isn't. Are you all right? You look awful.
Well, what do you expect? I mean, it's freezing. How do we get out of here?
Come on. This way. Peter, wake up! Peter, wake up! It's there! It's really there!
Lizzie, what are you talking about?
Narnia is all in the wardrobe, like I told you.
Oh, you're just dreaming, Lucy.
But I haven't. I saw Mr. Tumnus again, and this time Edmund went too.
You saw the fawn?
Well, he didn't actually go there with me. What were you doing, Edmund?
I was just playing along. I'm sorry, Peter. I shouldn't have encouraged her, but you know what little children are like these days? They just don't know when to stop pretending.
Ow! Children are one shenanigan shy of sleeping in the stables. Professor, I'm sorry. I told them you were not to be disturbed.
It's all right, Mrs. McCready. I'm sure there's an explanation. But first of all, I think this one is in need of a little hot chocolate.
Come along, dear.
You seem to have upset the delicate internal balance of my housekeeper.
We're very sorry, sir. It won't happen again.
It's our sister, sir. Lucy.
The weeping girl.
Yes, sir. She's upset.
Hence the weeping.
It's nothing. We can handle it.
Oh, I can see that.
She thinks she's found a magical land. In the upstairs wardrobe.
What did you say?
The wardrobe upstairs. Lucy thinks she's found a forest inside.
She won't stop going on about it.
What was it like?
Like talking to a lunatic.
No, not her, the forest.
You're not saying you believe her.
You don't?
Well, of course not. I mean, logically, it's impossible.
What do they teach in schools these days?
Edmund said they were only pretending.
And he's usually the more truthful one, is he?
No. This would be the first time.
If she's not mad and she's not lying, then logically, we must assume she's telling the truth.
You're saying that we should just believe her?
She's your sister, isn't she? You're a family. You might just try acting like one.
Peter winds up.
poised to take yet another wicket.
Ow!
Whoops. Wake up, Dolly Daydream.
Why can't we play hide and seek again?
I thought you said it was a kid's game.
Besides, we could all use the fresh air. It's not like there is an air inside.
Are you ready?
Are you?
Well done, Ed.
You bowled it. The MacReady.
Come on.
Don't worry. I'm sure it's just your imagination.
I don't suppose saying we're sorry would quite cover it.
No, it wouldn't. For that, Mike.
Stop it!
You little liar.
You didn't believe her either.
Apologise to Lucy. Say you're sorry.
All right. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Some little children just don't know when to stop pretending.
Very funny. Maybe we should go back. Shouldn't we at least take a look around?
I think Lucy should decide.
I thought you ought to meet Mr. Tumnus.
Well, then Mr. Tumnus it is.
But we can't go hiking in the snow, dressed like this.
No. But I'm sure the professor wouldn't mind us using these. Anyway, if you think about it logically, we're not even taking them out of the wardrobe.
But that's a girl's coat.
I know. Vaughan Tumnus is hereby charged with high treason against Her Imperial Majesty, Jadis, Queen of Narnia, for comforting her enemies and fraternizing with humans. Signed, Morgrim, Captain of the Secret Police. Long live the Queen.
All right. Now we really should go back.
But what about Mr. Tumnus?
If he was arrested just for being with a human, I don't think there's much we can do.
You don't understand, do you? I'm the human. She must have found out he helped me.
Maybe we could call the police.
These are the police.
Don't worry, Lou. We'll think of something.
Why?
I mean, he's a criminal.
Did that bird just psst us?
Here, boy.
I ain't gonna smell it if that's what you want.
Oh, sorry.
Lucy Pevensey.
Yes? Hanky I gave to Mr. Tumnus.
Tumnus. He got it to me just before I took it.
Is he all right?
Fervorine.
What are you doing? She's right. How do we know we can trust him?
He said he knows the form.
He's a beaver. He shouldn't be saying anything.
Everything all right?
Yes. We were just talking.
It's better left for safer quarters.
He means the trees.
Come on. We don't want to be caught out here after nightfall. Old girl's got the kettle on. Nice cup of rosy
lee. It's lovely.
Now it's merely a trifle, you know. Still plenty to do. Ain't quite finished it yet. Yeah, look, the business when it is, though.
Beaver, is that you? I've been worried sick. If I find you've been out with Badger again...
Those aren't badgers. Oh, I never thought I'd live to see this day.
Look at my fur. You couldn't give me 10 minutes warning.
I would have given you a week if I thought it would have helped.
Oh, come inside, and we'll see if we can't get you some food and some civilized company.
Now, careful. Watch your step.
Excuse me. Can't wait Mr. Beaver to get out of his chair.
Enjoying the scenery, are we?
Isn't there anything we can do to help Tumnus?
They'll take him to the witch's house. And you know what they say? There's few that go through them gates. They come out again.
Fish and chips! But there is hope, dear. Lots of hope.
Oh, yeah, there's a right bit more than hope. Aslan is on the move.
Who's Aslan?
Who's Aslan? You cheeky little blighter. What? You don't know, do you?
Well, we haven't exactly been here very long.
Well, he's only the king of the whole wood. The top geezer. The real king of Narnia.
He's been away for a long while.
But he's just got back. And he's waiting for you near the stone table.
He's waiting for us.
You're blooming joking. They don't even know about the prophecy.
Well, then...
Look. Aslan's return. Tumut arrest. The secret police. It's all happening because of you.
You're blaming us.
No, not blaming. Thanking you.
There's a prophecy. When Adam's flesh and Adam's bone sits at Kaer Peravel enthroned, the evil time will be over and done.
You know, that doesn't really rhyme.
Yeah, I know it don't, but you're kind of missing the point.
It has long been foretold that two sons of Adam and two daughters of Eve will defeat the White Witch and restore peace to Narnia.
And you think we're the ones?
Well, you better be, because Aslan's already fitted out your army.
Our army?
Mum sent us away so we wouldn't get caught up in a war.
I think you've made a mistake. We're not heroes.
We're from Finchley. Thank you for your hospitality. But we really have to go.
You can't just leave.
He's right. We have to help Mr. Tomnus.
It's out of our hands. I'm sorry. But it's time the four of us were getting home. Ed? Ed? I'm gonna kill him.
You may not have to. Has Edmund ever been to Narnia before?
Why?
To stop the prophecy from coming true. To kill you!
This is all your fault.
My fault?
None of this would have happened if you had just listened to me in the first place.
Oh, so you knew this would happen?
I didn't know what would happen. Which is why we should have left while we still could.
Stop it! This isn't going to help Edmund.
She's right. Only Aslan can help your brother now.
Then take us to him.
Be still, stranger, or you'll never move again. Who are you?
I'm Edmund. I met the Queen of the Woods. She told me to come back here. I'm a son of Adam.
My apologies, fortunate favorite of the Queen. Or else, not so fortunate. Right this way. Wait here.
Like it?
Yes. Your Majesty.
I thought you might. Tell me, Edmund. Are your sisters deaf?
No.
And your brother? Is he unintelligent?
Well, I think so. Mum.
Then how dare you come alone?
I tried.
Edmund, I asked so little of you.
They just don't listen to me.
Couldn't even do that.
Oh, I did bring them halfway. They're at the little house at the dam with the beavers.
Well, I suppose you're not a total loss then, are you?
I was wondering, could I maybe have a small Turkish delight now?
Our guest is hungry.
This way, for your num-nums.
Morgrem? You know what to do.
What's she doing?
Well, you'll be thanking me later. It's a long journey and Beaver gets pretty cranky when he's hungry.
Oh, cranky now!
Take them.
Do you think we'll need jam?
Only if the witch says toast.
Hurry!
Bedroom mate does this. Comes up right near his place.
You told me it led to your mum's.
Quick! This way!
Hurry!
Run!
You should have bought a mat!
There wasn't room next to the jam!
Hurry!
I'm so sorry, dear.
It was my best mate.
What happened here?
This is what becomes of those who cross the witch.
You take one more step, traitor, and I'll chew you to splinters.
Relax. I'm one of the good guys.
Yeah? Well, you look an awful lot like one of the bad ones.
An unfortunate family resemblance. But we can argue breeding later. Right now, we've got to move.
What did you have in mind?
Greetings, gents. Lost something, have we?
Don't patronize me. I know where your allegiance lies. We're looking for some humans.
Humans here in Narnia. Well, that's a valuable bit of information, don't you think?
Your reward is your life.
It's not much.
But still. Where are the fugitives?
North. They ran north.
Smell them out.
They were helping Tumnus. The witch got here before I did.
Ow!
Are you all right?
Well, I wish I could say their bark was worse than their bite. Ow!
Oh, stop squirming! You're worse than Beaver on bath day.
Worst day of the year.
Thank you for your kindness. But I'm afraid that's all the cure I have time for.
You're leaving?
It has been a pleasure, my queen, and an honor. But time is short, and Aslan himself has asked me to gather more troops.
You've seen Aslan?
What's he like?
Like everything we've ever heard. You'll be glad to have him by your side in the battle against the witch.
But we're not planning on fighting any witch.
But surely King Peter, the prophecy.
We can't go to war without you.
We just want our brother back.
You're not going to eat that. I get up. But with my legs.
Mr. Thomas.
What's left of him? You're Lucy Pevensey's brother.
I'm Edmund.
Yes. She has the same nose. Is your sister all right? Is she safe?
I don't know.
Police tore that dam apart. Your little family are nowhere to be found. Where did they go?
I don't know.
Then you're of no further use to me.
Wait! The beaver said something about Aslan.
Aslan? Well, I...
Yeah, he's a stranger here, Your Majesty. He can't be expected to know anything.
I said, where is Aslan?
I
I don't know. I left before they said anything. I wanted to see you. Guard?
Your Majesty.
Release the fawn. Do you know why you're here, Fawn?
Because I believe in a free Narnia.
You're here because he turned you in. For sweeties. Take him upstairs. And ready my sleigh. Edmund misses his family.
Aslan's camp is near the stone table, just across the frozen river.
River?
Oh, the river's been frozen solid for 100 years.
It's so far.
It's the world, dear. Did you expect it to be small?
Smaller.
When you're ready, son of Adam.
Humans, while we're still young.
If he tells us to hurry one more time, I'm gonna turn him into a big fluffy hat.
Hurry up! Come on!
He is getting a little bossy.
No! Behind you! It's her!
Run! 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 You've all been good, because there's someone here to see you.
Hmm.
suddenly as Lucy, since you have arrived.
Look, I've put up with a lot since I got here. But this...
We thought you were the witch.
Yes. I'm sorry about that, but in my defense, I have been driving one of these longer than the witch.
I thought there was no Christmas in Narnia.
No. Not for a long time. But the hope that you have brought, your majesties, is finally starting to weaken the witch's power. Still, I dare say you could do with these.
Presents!
The juice of the fire flower. One drop will cure any injury.
And though I hope you never have to use it.
Thank you, sir. But I think I could be brave enough.
I'm sure you could. Battles are ugly affairs. Susan, trust in this bow, and it will not easily miss.
What happened to battles are ugly affairs?
Though you don't seem to have a problem making yourself heard, blow on this, and wherever you are, help will come.
Thanks.
Peter. Time to use these. Maybe near at hand.
Thank you, sir.
These are tools, not toys. Bear them well and wisely. Now, I must be off. Winter is almost over. Things do pile up. And you've been gone 100 years. Long live Aslan. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Told you he was real.
He said winter was almost over. You know what that means? No more ice.
We need to cross now.
Don't be just make dams.
I'm not that fast, dear.
Come on.
Wait, will you just think about this for a minute?
We don't have a minute.
She's trying to be realistic.
No, you're trying to be smart. As usual.
Maybe I should go first.
Maybe you should.
You've been sneaking second helpings, haven't you?
Well, you never know which meal's going to be your last. Especially with your cooking.
No, Peter!
Put that down, boy. Someone could get hurt.
Don't worry about me! Run in front!
Leave now while you can. And your brother leaves with you.
Stop him! Maybe we should listen to him!
Smart girl.
Don't listen to him! Kill him! Kill him now!
Oh, come on. This isn't your war. All my queen wants is for you to take your family and go.
Look, just because some man in a red coat has your sword, it doesn't make you a hero! Just drop it!
No, Peter! Nadia needs you! Catch him while you still have a chance!
What's it gonna be, son of Adam? I won't wait forever. And neither will the river.
Worry, dear. Your brother's got you well looked after.
And I don't think you'll be needing those coats anymore.
Your enemies in the Shuddering Woods.
Ah, nice of you to drop in. You were so helpful to my wolves last night. Perhaps you can help me now.
Forgive me, Your Majesty.
Oh, don't waste my time with flattery.
Not to seem rude, but I wasn't actually talking to you.
Where are the humans headed?
And that Aslan had an army there.
An army? Thank you, Edmund. I'm glad this creature got to see some honesty. Before he dies.
No!
Think about whose side you're on, Edmund. Mine? Or theirs? Go on ahead. Gather the faithful. If it's a war Aslan wants, It's a war he shall get.
We have come to see Aslan.
Welcome, Peter, son of Adam. Welcome, Susan and Lucy, daughters of Eve. And welcome to you, Beavers. You have my thanks. But where is the fourth?
That's why we're here, sir. We need your help.
We had a little trouble along the way.
Our brother's been captured by the White Witch.
Captured? How could this happen?
Betrayed them, your majesty. Then he has betrayed us all.
Peace, Aureus. I'm sure there's an explanation.
It's my fault, really. I was too hard on him.
We all were.
Sir, he's our brother.
I know, dear one. But that only makes the betrayal all the worse. This may be harder than you think. That is Kaer Paravau, the castle of the Four Thrones. In one of which you will sit, Peter, as High King. You doubt the prophecy?
No. It's just it. Aslan, I'm not who you will think I am.
Peter Pevensey, formerly of Finchley. Beaver also mentioned that you planned on turning him into a hat. Peter, there is a deep magic more powerful than any of us that rules over all of Narnia. It defines right from wrong and governs all our destinies, yours and mine.
But I couldn't even protect my own family.
You've brought them safely this far.
Not all of them.
Peter, I will do what I can to help your brother. But I need you to consider what I ask of you. I do want my family safe.
Is our little prince uncomfortable? Does he want his beautiful flower? special treatment for the special boy. Isn't that what you wanted?
Bit like Mum.
Mum hasn't had a dress like this since before the war.
We should bring her one back. A whole trunk full.
If we ever get back. I'm sorry I'm like that. We used to have fun together, didn't we?
Yes. Before you got boring.
Oh, really?
Please don't try to run. We're tired, and we prefer to kill you quickly.
Susan!
Get back!
Come on! We've already been through this before. We both know you haven't got it in you.
Peter! Watch out!
Now, lay your weapons. This is Peter's battle.
You may think you're a king, but you're going to die like a dog!
After him. He'll lead you to Edmund. Peter, clean your sword. Rise, Sir Peter Wolfsbane, Knight of Narnia.
Keep the giants in reserve and send the dwarfs in first. The prisoner.
You're not going to kill me.
Not yet. We have work to do.
What's done is done. There is no need to speak to Edmund about what has passed.
And Edmund. Try not to wander off.
Narnia's not going to run out of toast, Ed.
I'm sure they'll pack something up for the journey back.
We're going home.
You are? I promised Mum I'd keep you three safe. But it doesn't mean I can't stay behind and help.
They need us. All four of us.
Lucy, it's too dangerous. You almost drowned. Edmund was almost killed.
Which is why we have to stay. I've seen what the White Witch can do. And I've helped her do it. And we can't leave these people behind to suffer for it.
Well, I suppose that's it then.
Where are you going?
To get in some practice.
Demanded a meeting with Aslan. She's on her way here.
You have a traitor in your midst, Aslan?
His offense was not against you.
Have you forgotten the laws upon which Narnia was built?
Do not cite the deep magic to me, witch. I was there when it was written.
Then you'll remember well that every traitor belongs to me. His blood is my property.
Try and take him then.
Do you really think that mere force will deny me my right? Little king. Aslan knows that unless I have blood as the law demands, all of Narnia will be overturned and perish in fire and water. That boy will die on the stone table. As is tradition. You dare not refuse me.
Enough. I shall talk with you alone. She has renounced her claim on the son of Adam's blood.
How do I know your promise will be kept?
Shouldn't you both be in bed?
We can sleep.
Please, Aslan. Couldn't we come with you?
I would be glad of the company for a while. Thank you. Time. From here, I must go on alone.
But Aslan...
You have to trust me, for this must be done. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Lucy. And farewell.
You want some milk?
Why didn't he fight back?
Trees. Be still, my princess. I bring grave news from your sisters.
She's right. He's gone.
Then you'll have to lead us.
Peter, there's an army out there.
And it's ready to follow you.
I can't.
Aslan believed you could. So do I.
Witch's army is nearing, sire. What are your orders?
Your Highness, in numbers and weapons far greater than our own.
Numbers do not win a battle.
No.
But I bet they help.
Prisoners. Kill them all.
Thank you.
we should go. So cold.
Sacrifice. She might have interpreted the deep magic differently. That when a willing victim who has committed no treachery is killed in a traitor's stead, the stone table will crack. And even death itself would turn backwards.
We sent the news that you were dead. Peter and Edmund will have gone to war. We have to help them.
We will, dear one. But not alone.
Climb on my back. We have far to go, and little time to get there.
And you may want to cover your ears.
Susan,
it's Mr. Tummins.
Oh.
Come. We must hurry and search the castle. Peter will need everyone we can find.
told.
Listening Eastern Sea, I give you Queen Lucy, the Valiant. The great western wood, King Edmund, the just. To the radiant southern sun, Queen Susan, the gentle. And to the clear northern sky, I give you King Peter, the magnificent. Once a king or queen of Narnia, always a king or queen. May your wisdom grace us until the stars rain down from the heavens.
Long live King Peter! Long live King Edward! Long live Queen Susan! Long live Queen Lucy!
We'll see him again.
When?
In time. One day he'll be here, and the next he won't. But you mustn't press him. After all, he's not a tame lion.
No. But he is good.
Yeah. You need it more than I do.
Not as young as I once was.
Come on, Ed.
Just catching my breath.
Well, that's all we'll catch at this rate.
What did he say again, Susan?
You girls wait at the castle. I'll get the stag myself.
What's this? Seems familiar.
Is it from a dream? Or a dream of a dream? Spoon.
Lucy!
Not again?
Lou!
Come on!
Branches.
Ah. The coats.
Please, they're on my throat.
No, Peter, come on.
Let
me shove it. Let me shove it. Let me
doing in the wardrobe?
You wouldn't believe us if we told you so.
Try me. I think you'll get back in that way. You see, I've already tried.
Will we ever go back?
I expect so. But it'll probably happen when you're not looking for it. All the same, best to keep your eyes open.
I am a magnet for all kinds of people. What a reborn and blown off roof. My view about face weather, great will be done.
All in one.
making everything look beautiful.